Hello, I am calling from Oregon Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for the news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thanks. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Vote.
You will definitely vote or probably vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
68.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race?
Yeah. I mean, white, Caucasian, black, African.
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thanks. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
All right. Thank you so much. And thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Not satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first one is protecting abortion rights.
10.
Thank you. Improving K-12 education.
10.
Funding for mental health services.
10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
9.
Thank you. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
8.
Thank you. Cracking down on illegal drugs.
10.
Thanks. Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
And lowering rent.
8.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people in our organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. And starting with Republicans in Congress.
7.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
80.
Thank you. Ron Wyden?
50.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans?
60.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that again?
60.
Thank you so much. Lori Chavez de Rimer?
I didn't understand you.
Laurie Chavez de Reamer.
From, I don't understand what you're saying.
It is a candidate, Laurie Chavez de Reamer, always from 0 to 100.
50.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
$500.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
$1.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum?
$50.
Thanks. J.D. Vance?
$20.
And Democrats in Congress?
$50.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Bye.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Laurie Chavez de Reamer?
The Democrat.
Thank you. Just a second, please. All right, thank you so much. Even though you are not supporting Laurie Chavez de Reamer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Reamer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you may that you might support her?
Small chance.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And is that strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Laurie Chavez de Reamer is handling his job as your member of Congress?
Approve.
And is that strongly or somewhat approved?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Laurie Chavez de Reamer. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community, a working mother and local business owner. She's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. And the other one says, as mayor of Happy Valley, Laurie Chavez de Reamer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to childcare. Laurie was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Laurie Chavez de Reamer? If you are undecided, please say so.
Democrat.
For Janelle Bynum.
whoever the Democrat was.
Okay, thank you so much. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Jeanine Bynum, that is the Democratic candidate?
I don't remember if you said lower taxes or something.
All right. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be taking with you Jeanine Bynum. I will be talking with you about Jeanine Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale
of 0 to 10. I'm sorry. I've got to get off the phone.
I'm sorry. We're about to finish this survey.
God damn it. What the fuck do you care? I'm not giving private information on anything.
Sure. Who would you say was good and who would you say was bad?
Oh, some of them. If they were Democrat, he said, would you vote for a Republican this person or Democrat this person? I always pick the Democrat.
Ma'am, actually, we're about to finish. There is, we have completed the 70% of this survey.
Actually, it's mine. I don't know how they got on mine.
Hello? Hello?
That's okay.
Hello?
Hello? I don't remember saying that. She just said I can't make it tomorrow. That's okay. I didn't take her out for her birthday. That's okay. I didn't take her out for her birthday. Her birthday's like January, I think, or something.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah. You take that hand. I'll ride and tell Seringa. I guess I didn't hang out.
Hello? Hello?